Maya, six weeks ago, you were still inside of me. All curled up, attached,
nourished,
and oxygen fed through the cord. My hands protecting you from the outside. The sack. Water and blood running down my legs.
My inner thighs.
A light pop, as if a tire valve burst open. And then the sensation of a water balloon rupturing in a flash flood. Contractions. Riding the wave.
Total concentration.
The finest tuning of pelvic bone and sacrum, which I swing back and forth gently, to then take the painful contraction, furiously lashing it out and away, as if the baby, the stuck object, needed to be hurled out. On all fours, rocking the pelvis full tilt from left to right, myself, the colossal pendulum of a bell, hitting the bell. The mouth shaping a sound, shaking the room. A gigantic sound issued from the mouth. Sounding is the only way. A sharp intake of breath, then filling the room with yet another resonant ah. Breathing, sounding, pelvis rocking. Apparently the baby is moving down. The cervix widening.
I can't feel it.
As if it's wedged, jammed tight. Only pain. Never ending pain. Utter eternity. The inside screaming. I can't do this anymore.
Arms shaking from exhaustion.
Tiredness.
I drop onto my side,
enduring another contraction. Howling quietly before I can get up again, with just enough energy to continue rocking. An endless loop of pain.
The urge to shed my skin,
to leave my body, to escape the seemingly unbearable. Everything goes black. I almost faint. I whimper.
I can't do this anymore. I don't want to.
My pelvis seems to tear. It's pushed apart.
The sacrum bursts up in flames,
unbearably hot.
It wants resistance, pressure.
I yell. I need help. I can't do this.
I don't want to do this anymore.
I cling to the raised armrest of the bed, burying my head, trying to dampen the scream, to smother it. I yelp, I hit around until my breath brings me back. Quiet. Focus. Ride the contraction. Go with it.
Sound with it.
Breathe.
Breathe calmly.
Sound and sound. Complete exhaustion.
Sweat coming out of every pore.
Everything is open, dilated, and must widen more and more. The little head must find its way into the pelvic bowl and adjust and push.
Push! Where are you?
Where are you? Help me. I waggle. I rock, I dance the baby down.
The pain moves point by point
until it's time to push.
If my fear of the contraction overwhelms me,
I won't be able to stand the pain.
I try to game the pain.
Visualizing myself riding a wave in the ocean,
dancing and sounding with the contraction. I can handle it.
But now it really starts.
Bearing down pains. Never before have I experienced such complete loss of control over my own body.
The total absence of strength, a shock.
Fear.
I'm quaking from exhaustion. My legs flap from side to side like massive pipes beaten back and forth by the wind. No power over my body. One, two, three. Push. Press down with all my might, gasping for air, and again. One, two, three. My head crimson from exertion, my cheeks strained to the utmost, pressure on my feet. Don't hold it in, thrust it down, down towards the gut, the gut. I feel like a little squashed animal, a bug stranded on its back, using its last everything to finally flip back into normal position. Except I stay where I am, trying to push a coconut out of my anus.
Out of my anus! And now, my angel, you sleep in my lap, your arms raised, your hands on either side of your head. You're breathing fast, then slow again, a hint of a smile. And then you seem to want to cry. You make sweet mucking noises in your sleep, pursing your lips, pushing out your lower lip with a whiny expression. It's all there. Ears, fingers, hair, everything. You make little sounds, stretching your body. And me? I'm in love.